Let me live that fantasy.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Good morning. 8:03 in the morning and 31 degrees right now outside in Fargo Moorhead. Doing that awkward moment when at 237 hits, or you can text us at 35270 35270 with your awkward moment when blank. Just something awkward that happened to you, you think happens to other people, could go either way. Some of those texted ones.
The awkward moment when your boyfriend gets you a present and it's not what you expected. The awkward moment when you're at a stoplight just jamming out to your favorite song and the car full of guys next to you tries to give you their numbers. The awkward moment when you realize your girlfriend's sister has way bigger boobs than your girlfriend. The awkward moment when you walk out of a store and the alarm goes off, and even though you didn't steal something, you feel like you need to run.
I had one the other day with Maggie, and we laughed about it afterwards, and I think you just felt rescued. But how about that awkward moment when you are driving, and somebody's in the passenger seat of the car, and you have to stop abruptly? And just out of instinct, and I don't even know where, I don't have kids, I don't know where it came from, but you do the thing where you throw your right arm over to try to save that person from flying out the window.
The arm bar.
And yeah. I rescued Maggie, but I really what I ended up doing is I punched her in the boob more than rescued her.
You did.
But you're so small, at least I didn't get your face.
True.
I mean, at least I just groped your boobs.
Right. Right.
At least there was that.
You were just trying to protect me.
How about that awkward moment when, not just when you save someone you weren't supposed to, how about that awkward moment when you accidentally touch somebody's boobs? Accidentally.
Whoops.
Your awkward moment, hi.
That awkward moment when you wave at someone, but they get closer to you and you realize it isn't even them.
Maybe you're just friendly. Hi. Hmm. Hi, nice to see you, person I don't know. Some more text at awkward moments.
The awkward moment when someone who used to be really dorky went through puberty and is now really hot and you don't know what to say. Like, wow, you got really hot. The awkward moment when you post a funny status and there's that one person who ruins it by saying something serious. The awkward moment when you're taking a test and you don't know any answers. So you just start laughing because you know you're screwed.
Your awkward moment to 237 hits, or you could text us 35270.
Turn on the radio, turn it up, turn it up.
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
8:09 in the morning, 31 degrees here at the Morning Playhouse Studios. The Valley's number one hit music station that plays all the hits in Fargo Moorhead is Y94. We're Zero, Rad, and Maggie. Doing that awkward moment when, what's yours?
That awkward moment when you're chewing gum and it just randomly falls out of your mouth while you're talking to somebody.
Bleh. Well, and then you are faced with a decision. Your gum falls out of your mouth while you're talking to someone. This person sees and is staring at you. Do you put it back in your mouth?
I think it depends on where it lands. Like, if I catch it, I'll put it back in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If it hits the table, nope, it's going in the garbage.
What if it hits the floor?
Done. No.
What if it hits your pants? You'll mouth it for the pants.
I know. I had to think about that one.
Maggie, don't lie to me. You'd mouth it for the pants. You would.
I don't know.
Rat, you'd mouth it for the pants?
Possibly. See, yeah. I had the worst moment where the gum came out of my mouth, and then I, tried to catch it with my hands, but I ended up kind of bobbling it around and smacked it right into the other person's face.
That is really, that's intense.
Yes. And then what do you do? Sorry about that.
The worst game of hacky sack ever. Some texted awkward moments.
The awkward moment when you're late for work and you text your boss an excuse that's nowhere near the truth, then you see them at the stop sign. Whoops. The awkward moment when you're bitching about someone and you realize they're standing right behind you. That awkward moment when your internet is down and you realize your life sucks. And that awkward moment when you get home and look at yourself in the mirror and think, did I really look like this all day long?
Oh, yeah, I've had those. Had those. Your awkward moment.
That awkward moment when you're walking out of swimming lessons with the kids and your four-year-old says, Mommy, that guy's fat.
There we go. Thank you so much. Some more texted awkward moment.
The awkward moment when an elderly person tells you they want to die. What are you supposed to say to that? The awkward moment when you're talking to somebody.
Sit still. Sit still, old man.
The awkward moment when you're talking to somebody and the glob of spit flies out of your mouth and lands on their face. The awkward moment when you were on your laptop and you answer a Skype call and forget that you're sitting there naked.
Oh, okay, sure.
Hello.
Well, hi.
If you have a real good awkward moment, I just threw this like a minute ago on the Playhouse Facebook page if you wanted to share that with us, and maybe we could get through it next time. We will do awkward moment again. I wanted to use my awkward moment not so much to solicit for more awkward moments, but to actually springboard into a new topic, and it'll make sense as I do it. How about that awkward moment you send a professional email or get a professional email from somebody with a really weird email name? We have some intern applications popping in now because I guess the semester's changing over or whatever over the holidays. And somebody sent in their resume, and I didn't realize this till I responded to it. Her email, and I won't do the at, so just the actual name, but 93.
What?
Sugar Baby Loves Daddy, 93. You know, at whatever.com, but that's not important.
Do you think Daddy's 93?
My guess was birth year was the 93.
Oh, okay.
I thought, because that would put her at what, about 20?
Something like that.
Is my math that good? 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at me! And this is why I got interns, because I got a lot to teach. But I just thought that was funny that I'm sending like a professional business response to somebody with the email sugarbaby93. So this is kind of a two-part question. Weirdest email name you've ever seen, or what was your weirdest one you've ever had? You're 35 years old now, but when you were 16, you had a really weird email name, and you recognize now that it's sad that you had it. You're like Pikachu 82 or something. What was your very first email or the weirdest one you've ever seen? And I don't need the at whatever.com because I don't want anyone to get spam mail, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the weirdest email or your first at 237 hits, or you could text 35270.
You think I can't hear it? The Y94 Morning Playhouse. Stench of filth and lust is all over this room. With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Smells like freaking Tijuana.
Y94.